This morning, waking up to the sound of a blaring alarm is a pretty bleak way to start your day. But it's the way most of us choose to wake ourselves up every single day. What if there's a better way to wake up? Research from RMIT University has found that an alarm with a nicer melody helps us to wake up in a less groggy and more alert state. We are joined now by the lead author, Stuart Mark McFarlane, RMIT doctoral researcher, to find out more about the science behind our morning alarms. Good morning.
Good morning, Marlene.
Sounds like I need a better alarm to start my day. Now, thank you so much for joining us today. So according to your research, the abrupt alert of our alarm clock is leaving us waking up in a bit of a groggy and less alert way. So it's going to sound a little bit like this. Already making me feel a bit anxious, to be honest. But you're saying we should switch it to something like this. So why should we be switching to a nice melody like the Beach Boys?
Well, what we found through this study was the people or the participants who reported perceptions of melody within their alarm sounds also reported reductions in morning grogginess, which is also termed sleep inertia.
Okay. So, seem to have a bit of problem there. Are you still there, Stuart? We might just try and get Stuart back on a much happier phone line. We'll just get him back on in a moment's time. Now, before, we were just chatting to Stuart McFarlane from the RMIT doctoral researcher to talk about the science behind our morning alarms, and we've got him back on the line. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning. Sorry about that. I'm a bit creeped out. It sounded really
odd. It did sound a bit alienish, didn't it?
It sure did.
But we're all alert now, aren't we?
Oh, we're completely on the ball.
Okay, so getting back into it, I played just before the sound of your iPhone alarm, and then I compared it with the good tunes of the Beach Boys, and we were chatting before about how the nice melody in Up and Down helps you wake up a little less groggy and more alert. Are there any particular melodies of songs that you found work really well?
Well, not specifically. This is the first stage in a series of experiments and investigations we're undertaking. The interesting part about this study is that it has not been shown before that melodic elements or aesthetics within music may have this effect. So it's incredibly new. So we need to do further research to really break down the structures, frequencies within melodies that may be more effective in this situation.
And is it because the sound of, you know, your usual default alarm on your phone, it's quite abrupt, like it's straight away just in your face, but a melody is kind of, it's kind of a sing-song. Is that why you kind of wake up a little bit easier?
Well, we can hypothesise at this stage, but there's, and what is great for us, my research area is auditory perception, so I can extrapolate a lot from melodies and why they might have this effect. Some major findings that already exist in other research is that startling sounds or abrupt awakening can have this quite confusing effect within our capacity to perform, either whether that's being alert or making clear choices in decision-making and things like that. It also can increase anxiety, which you mentioned.
Yeah.
Now, everyone, I guess most people kind of take morning grogginess as a part and parcel effect of waking up.
Yeah.
And it has various intensities and it may not be consistent for everyone. But with being anxious upon awakening is not good for anyone.
No, it's not a good way to start the day at all.
Yeah, and there is evidence to suggest that harsher, more salient sound aesthetics may have the capacity to confuse people rather than focus their concentration and cognition. So I guess the important factor here is that, yes, we know most sounds, if you know they're loud enough and have the certain kind of aesthetic or frequencies, will wake you up. That's a given.
Yeah.
What we don't know and what we are really looking into is the effects after awakening and how that does affect you, because depending on what situation and tasks you're undertaking within that period after awakening can be quite dangerous.
Yeah, I can imagine too. Like, for example, your research spoke about people who need to be alert straight away, like emergency workers or shift workers. They need to be awake and alert and ready as soon as they wake up.
That's right. So I guess important for the listeners to be aware of, because it's not common in the media, is that morning grogginess and sleep inertia, it may last for up to 30 minutes after awakening, and it also has been shown to extend for periods from 2 to 4 hours, which is a substantial period of your morning.
Absolutely.
There has been major accidents and fatalities attributed to sleep inertia, and without putting too much of a down point on it, in 2010, there was an air crash in India that claimed 158 poor souls.
Oh, gosh.
And that was sleep inertia was attributed to the pilot making poor decisions immediately after awakening.
Yeah, it's definitely important that we do more research in this area. Especially your
yes.
team. Unfortunately, we've run out of time, but thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Have a good day.